Right. Over to Richard. Thank you very much.
Well, good morning.
Morning, ladies.
Morning, everyone. Hi, Graham. Well, it's the last Sunday where I'll be doing this. You'll be pleased to know. Ginny's back next Sunday. She's currently in Canada with your daughter and son-in-law and grandchildren. And she's having a lovely time. Had a little blip, but she'll tell you all about that next week, I'm sure. So we're going to start off with, Jilly's chosen them again this morning, so we're going to start off with Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Lord, I come before your throne of grace.
Excuse me. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. And we have folk within our family that really do need our prayers at this time. We thank you, our God, for all the blessings you continually pour upon us. You leave no stone unturned in the way you bless us with a new life, with riches beyond far more than we ever deserve. So strong is your love for us, a love beyond anything else in the world has ever known. You walk with us, you never leave us alone. You even carry us through the difficult times and situations. We thank you and promise to follow you and obey your plan for our lives and for the church here at the Willows. We pray for the needs of all people, and especially today, we pray for Stuart. We know now that he is home, but we also know that he has that terrible cancer. We pray for Jean. She's been such a great help for Stuart, and others too have helped, but we need to bear, Lord, Stuart and Jean in our special prayers at this time. Will you be, Lord, all that is needed for them? Will you be their constant companion? Will you be their healer? Will you be their wisdom? And as they look to the future, we pray, Lord, that you will be there for them and that you will meet them at every point that follows. We pray for David, Brian's son, who is getting married this weekend. And that's why Brian's not with us. Yes, David is getting married, but also he's getting married because his cancer has gone up to the brain, and the marriage will be special, but also an uncertain time to follow. We thank you, Lord, for the answer to our prayers, especially for April, who now has a date for her surgery. We pray also for full recovery for Rita and for special care for Bruce and his parents, John and Margaret. We thank you, Lord, for your loving care, and we bring these prayers to you in the very powerful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. It's the Stuart Townend version, and I see you've got the deskhand printed out there. If anyone's brave enough to take on the deskhand, please do. Jilly normally does it, but we'll see what happens. But it goes in line with it at the same time as the main melody. So we won't. The main melody doesn't include that part underneath. I'll explain that very well tonight. Try again next time.
Yeah.
scripture reading as printed in the program, in the service sheet, and I have to confess that I've only asked Deborah to do it at the last minute. Thank you, Deborah.
The Bible reading this morning is from 1 John 5, verses 1 to 12. Excuse me. Faith in the Son of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and crying out his commands. This is love, for God too obeys his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given about his Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God, this testimony is in his heart. Anyone who does not believe has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony God has given about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Thank you very much.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, for the glory, he said this on our way, and better known probably as trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Down on earth.
Forgive me for sitting this morning. The message, Jesus walks with us and when necessary, carries us. A couple of verses I want to share with you, special verses. 1 John 5 verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And Isaiah 40, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms, and he carries them close to his heart. How true that is of our God. So what assurance have we have? Well, the biblical reality is that a truly saved person can have assurance that Jesus is always present with them. And when necessary, Jesus will carry us. We have the assurance that no matter what happens to us here on earth, we will make it to heaven. Now, our assurance of salvation is based on the very promise of God. God will not leave any of his children behind. In Genesis, he told Jacob, I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you. And the New Testament repeats this promise when it says, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. The God who cannot lie has promised, if we have the assurance of salvation, that we will never be left behind. Also, the assurance of salvation is based on the work of God. If we are believers, we can be confident that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Once God has made us alive in Christ and placed the Holy Spirit in us, then the work of salvation will continue until we see Jesus face to face. In heaven. What a day. There's also assurance of salvation that is based on the very power of God. At times, we may sin and wrongly feel as though our sin is too great for God to forgive, and therefore we think that God has abandoned us. But the Apostle Paul, who labeled himself as the worst of sinners, was assured that God's power was sufficient to save him. He said, I am convinced neither death or life, neither angels or demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What a statement. We also have assurance of salvation, which of course is based on the resurrection of Jesus. Followers of the risen Lord Jesus were turned into a courageous band of witnesses and martyrs who in a few years spread the gospel right across the Roman Empire. Their belief in the resurrection could not be obliterated by ridicule or by prison or by torture or even death. No fear or dread in this life could quench the hope and joy that comes from the salvation, the assurance that we have of that salvation. You know, their faith was based on Jesus' promise. Remember the promise? I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. The promise of Jesus. What a wonderful promise. Then also we have the assurance of salvation, which is based on the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he would come to make his home in each believer, and that relationship would be permanently sealed with the Holy Spirit. We find affirmation of our relationship with God in Romans chapter 8, verses 15 and 16, which tell us the Spirit we received brought our adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are, yes, we are God's children. If Jesus is our Saviour, he has brought us a ticket, if you like, to heaven. He paid for it with his death and resurrection. And it's reassuring to know that even if we were abandoned by family and friends, Jesus is always there for us and with us. He will comfort us. He will protect us. He will give us the strength we need. And if necessary, even carry us. Not only through our trials, but he will carry us right through to our home in heaven. What a wonderful assurance we have. In the week, I had a phone call from someone. They were a Christian. Been a Christian for years, got a daughter who's married, has children, and is a Christian, has a son who is married, has children, and is a Christian. But she also has another daughter, one who lives with her, cares for her and her husband. Does a tremendous job. But the lady said to me on the phone, Bruce, I'm so worried because our dear daughter will not be going to heaven. I had to stop and think for a moment before I answered that. And I said to her, look, if someone believes, then they will go to heaven. She said, when I was talking to her about this yesterday, she told me that she does now believe. She didn't for years, but the time had come when she realized who God is and what he is. And as a result of that, she felt happy herself But she didn't tell anybody. And so I said to the mother, look, I can tell you now that if someone has accepted Jesus as their Saviour, if someone has been willing to give their life to Jesus, to repent of the past and accept Jesus as their Saviour and Lord, then they definitely will go to heaven. I know it says things like this in the Bible, and the lady tried to quote it to me. It says, not just come to faith, but it says, be baptized. And I had to say to the lady, look, all right, your daughter hasn't been baptized, but that is what follows, or can follow, if someone wants to publicly declare their faith. I said, but there are many other ways too. And what about the people in the Church of England? Some people come to faith in their later life. They only have christening in the Church of England. No, they're much more than that. There are many people who in the Church of England who accept Jesus in later life, and of course they inherit all that salvation brings. So I had to convince her of this kind of thing, that baptism is good, but it's something which can, doesn't have to, but which can follow coming to faith. And what I've done is I've prepared some teaching which will be sent to the lady, and I've said that if they liked, I would be willing to help the daughter declare her faith in a service of commitment. What an opportunity. I know this girl, I know her. She's a great carer. She doesn't have the best of good looks, I suppose, but, that don't matter. To Jesus, she is now his. As long as our acceptance of Jesus as our Lord and Saviour is real, as long as that is true, we will be going to heaven. And so this lady needs to not be disappointed. In tears, I could hear her crying on the phone. She said, oh, we so much wanted her to be with us in heaven. She said, I've been worried. So I now hope that worry has gone. I thank God that phone call came, and I thank God that he spoke to me and gave me the opportunity of trying to help someone in that kind of misunderstanding. Not easy to understand all the truths of God and the life with him. But, the great thing is, he, God, will see us through. He will tell us how we commit our lives and what follows it. And of course, what does follow it is being a disciple, being someone who works for Jesus. And you see, this daughter, well, she's been helping people for years. She's a grown up. She's been helping people for years. So, the Lord already has now in his keeping someone who will be a good disciple. No one can be saved without accepting Jesus as their Saviour. And I tell you this now, when I meet with the family next, it will be for me a special time. Why? Well, because it was God that worked through me. I didn't know the phone call was coming. I didn't know what to say when she was all worried. But the Lord provided. The Lord guided. The Lord told me what to say. So you see, it's all of God. It's all of Jesus. He alone has taken our place on the cross. He alone has come back from the dead. And we have so many assurances that Jesus is truly Lord. And I thank God that he has brought this particular girl, or lady really, that he has brought her into his fold. God is good, even when we don't expect it, because the mother certainly didn't expect it, but God took over. Praise God, we're all going as believers to our new home in heaven. Amen.
Wonderful hymn with fantastic words as well. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.
Oh,
say that at the end of our service sheets, you have a very helpful guide to the work of the Riviera Life Church here in Torquay. May I just say that A, it's not them boasting about the work, it's us who asked for information about their work so that we can pray. As you know, we support the food bank, and they are over the moon about that. They appreciate what we are doing with them. And I think if you look at all the things that are there for us, it's a good place to pray. And you know, our debt centre closed, didn't it? And Riviera Life Minister was one of the trustees, and we had great joy, he and me, of working together. But here in this thing, you'll notice Riviera Life Debt Centre. It has 9 open clients, 3 of them almost at resolution time, cancelled debt. You know, we may not be able to do everything ourselves, but we can support other churches and other fellowships, and that's good when we do. But I want you also to take encouragement from the fact that people that we've got to know, people that we've got to help, are being blessed by the work that they are doing. May I just also add that for us, the future, well, I can tell you this, we seem a long way away from our new premises, but we'll get there in God's time. But I can tell you that churches like Riviera Life will support us in what we're going to do. We will not be on our own. So it would be wonderful. Next week, you join together again, and I would be very grateful if you would remember what I should be doing, standing in a cemetery for some time. Not easy, especially in my present health, but the Lord is good, and the Lord, not me, the Lord will overcome. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your work in churches throughout the world. None of us could do what we are called to do without you taking over, you taking control. Lord, we owe to you all the success that this or any church might have. It is in Christ alone that we can prosper. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless all that we seek to do. And above all, may your will, Lord, be done. Amen. Now let us gather together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the Amen.